I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. An upset Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned the U.S. ambassador to talk about the U.S. abstention and the U.N. Security Council resolution opposing Jewish settlement. After the U.N. vote, Mr. Netanyahu spoke to reporters.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue. We knew that going there would make negotiations harder and drive peace further away. And as I told John Kerry on Thursday, friends don't take friends to the Security Council.
Friday's resolution calls on Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. It says settlements there have no legal validity. Russian officials said Monday terrorism is not among the likely causes of the crash of a Russian military passenger plane that apparently killed all 92 people on board, including dozens of members of the Alexandrov Ensemble, also known as the Red Army Choir. Earlier Monday, the Russian transport minister said Sunday's crash was likely caused by pilot error or technical issues. The aircraft did not transmit a distress signal, and a military spokesman described the pilot as, in his words, first class. The plane was en route from Sochi, Russia, to Syria when it crashed into the Black Sea early Sunday. Authorities have recovered nearly a dozen bodies already. Dozens of civilians have been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province. Sunday's Houthi civilians were killed by suspected Nandi militiamen in an apparent revenge attack. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. At least two people were killed as Typhoon Nocten brought heavy winds and rains to Manila today. The typhoon made landfall Sunday evening on a remote island with gusts up to 255 kilometers per hour. Nocten, also known as Nina, not only brought high winds but a storm surge, as we hear from the Manila Weather Service.
Storm surge naman or yung mga daluyong sa coastal areas, 2 to 2.5 meter dun sa mga areas under tropical cyclones warning 3 and 2.
Tens of thousands of residents were evacuated from coastal regions where forecasters warned about huge waves, floods, and landslides. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will visit Pearl Harbor in Hawaii with President Barack Obama on Tuesday. The visit comes 75 years after the attack by Japan on Pearl Harbor that launched the United States into World War II. And on Thursday, the U.S. and Japan held a ceremony marking the U.S. military's return.